While My Pretty One Sleeps by Mary Higgins Clark. He drove cautiously up the thruway towards Morrison State Park. The 35-mile trip from Manhattan to Rockland County had been a nightmare. Even though it was 6 o'clock, there was no sense of approaching dawn. The snow that had begun during the night had steadily increased until it was now beating relentlessly against the windshield. He was near the entrance to the park now, and with the storm there probably wouldn't be anyone hiking or jogging. A state trooper had passed him 10 miles back, his lights flashing, probably on the way to an accident. Certainly the cops had no reason to even think about the contents of his trunk. No reason to suspect that under a pile of luggage, a plastic bag containing the body of a prominent 61-year-old writer, Ethel Lamston, was wedged in a space-defying squeeze against the spare tire. He turned off the thruway and drove the short distance to the parking lot. As he had hoped, it was nearly empty. Only a few cars were scattered around, and they were coated with snow. He glanced around carefully as he left the car. No one. The snow was piling in drifts. It would cover the tracks of his car when he left, cover any signs of where he was going to put her. With any luck, by the time she was discovered, there wouldn't be much left to find. First, he made his way to the spot alone, following a steep path. Past it, and on a sharp incline, was a pile of rocks layered by heavy, loose stones. A year ago, he'd happened to be climbing in that area and had taken a rest on a boulder-sized rock. His hand had slid across the rock, and he'd felt the opening behind it. Not a cave entrance, but a natural formation like the mouth of a cave. Even then, the thought had crossed his mind.